Good afternoon. Don't worry, I'm not preaching. I'm just going to read a few verses in Luke chapter 2, verse 7. Luke 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Could we please sing hymn number 146? Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Saviour reigns. Your sweetest songs employ. While fields and streams and hills and plains repeat the sounding joy.
Nice to see everyone that's managed out this evening. I've just got a couple of verses to read for you. It's in Luke chapter 2, and it's verses 11 to 14. It reads, For unto you is born this day, in which the city of David, a saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. The second hymn for us is number 142. 142, Hark the herald angels sing, Glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
You'll need to come next week and keep the singing up, that's all I can say, we're needing you. we're just going to continue in Luke chapter 2. And I think we'll get down to verse 14. So Luke chapter 2, if you don't have it, don't worry, I'm just going to read it. And verse 14, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this great sight which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen, they made known abroad that saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And when the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Then the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus for to do him after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of by him. And Simeon blessed him and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess of the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was a great age. She was an old woman. She was a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spoke of him to all that look for redemption in Jerusalem. And the Lord will bless the reading from the Bible, his holy word. Now, there's two or three different ways you could do the Christmas story. I'm not wanting to reinvent the wheel. I'm not wanting to tell you something that you know already. But as I was reading this last week, there's two wee thoughts came to my mind. As I was looking at Luke chapter 2, and what did the angel say? The angel brought a message to these shepherds. And as I was in my house today, it was blowing a gale down in Kirkconnell. We do get bad weather down there. It was blowing a gale. The rain was battering against the windows. It was windy as get out. Horrible night. And I just thought these shepherds on the hills outside Judea, it says they were abiding. That means they didn't go out there and check the sheep were all right. They were going to be living in that field, in those hills of Judea. Those shepherds were there. The worst job in the world, I would imagine. Like, I was a farmer, but I just couldn't understand sheep at all for love nor money. But the worst job in the world was out in those hills, out with the wild animals, out looking after those sheep. And there they were all alone in the darkness. And here's a message that God brings. And I'm always impressed with the message of the gospel. It's to all people, everywhere. So God didn't bring this to the temple. He didn't bring this to the palace. He brought them to the poorest of the poor, the shepherds. And what was the message? Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Oh, the inclusiveness of the gospel. This is a message for you, and it's a message for me. Do not be afraid, the angel says. I bring you good tidings of great joy. Great joy. When we are reading about the Lord Jesus coming into the world, when we are reading of him, Emmanuel, God with us, does that bring you great joy? Or think, oh, it's Christmas again. I better go and get the turkey. What's your reaction to the gospel that Jesus Christ, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Now, there's the next verse that caught my attention. And I just want to leave a couple of wee thoughts with you, because I don't want the tea getting stewed and you all shouting at me. So it says here, and this shall be the sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. On earth peace, goodwill towards men. But I want you to think, the shepherds were told something specific. And maybe you know this, but it just appealed to me during the week. The angel said, you shall find the babe. So these shepherds had heard the greatest news that this world has ever heard. That before the world was made, there was a Savior coming. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, there was a Savior was coming to open up the way back to God. Do not be afraid. Good tidings, great joy to all people. But I want you to get this, and ye shall find. Ye shall find. Now, I just wrote a wee note, and sometimes we're a bit complicated in trying to get a titles for what we're saying. I wrote down last night, seekers are finders. Seekers are finders. And that's rubbish. Because that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says in Isaiah, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return to God. For our God will have mercy and will abundantly pardon. So the Old Testament says, seek the Lord while he may be found. While he may be found. You know, I was struck by the Lord Jesus as he would speak to Pharisees and the scribes, these people who were religious, these people who knew the Old Testament. See that book of Isaiah I quoted from? They could quote all 66 chapters without fail. They knew the Bible in their head, but they didn't know it in their heart. They knew that Messiah was coming. They knew that at the start of Isaiah it said, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, and his name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. These religious people knew all about that. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These religious men knew all about this. Isaiah 53. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. These religious people knew all this. And the Lord Jesus turned to these religious people. I want you to get this afternoon. The Lord Jesus turned to these religious people, and he cared for them and they loved him, but their eyes were blind and they wouldn't accept him. And know what he said? Ye shall seek me and shall not find me. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me. In John chapter 8, he says, this is the Lord Jesus. He says, I go my way and ye shall seek for me and shall die in your sins. And whither I go, ye cannot come. So I changed my wee title for my thoughts this afternoon. I put a big line through, seekers are finders. And I said, seekers are not always finders. Do you remember that the Lord Jesus told a story? It was a parable of heaven. An invitation goes out, come, for all things are now ready. The master of the house has prepared a feast. His son is going to be married. And he sent an invitation out, and the people wouldn't come. He sent his servant out again, and still there was room in the house, as a picture of what God has done for us, preparing heaven for those who love him. And he sent his servant, go to the highways and byways, and compel them to come in, for my house will be filled. That is the heart of God, that his house will be filled. Whether you want to be there or not, his house will be filled. So here's the Lord Jesus, and he says, when the master has shut the door, and ye begin to knock, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and it's too late. They were seeking, but they'll never find, because they left it too late. So I was struck by the shepherds that what the angel said, this shall be the sign unto you, ye shall find. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling bands, lying in a manger. What was their reaction to the greatest news that I can hear? The greatest news that you can hear? The greatest news that this world ever needs? That the Lord Jesus Christ had come to be our Savior, to open up the way back to God. What did they say? And it says, they came, they said, let us now, even now, go to Bethlehem and see this great sight. And they came with haste. So here's these poor men up in the drafty, wet, minging hills of Judea, looking after sheep for other people probably, not even their own sheep. And they left them. We want to go. We want to go and seek. We want to go and find. And they found the Savior. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the gospel story. If you're seeking for Christ tonight, you can find him. I was struck by the wise men who came to the palace, and we're not going to theorize why they came to the palace. You can tell me afterwards what you think about that. But they came to the palace, and they said, where is he that is born king of the Jews? And Herod, the king, and all these religious leaders were there. And you know what it says about them? The whole of Jerusalem was troubled. Where is he that is born king of the Jews? And Christ demanded in Matthew chapter 2, where is it that Christ would be born? So I was amazed at that. Here's an ungodly, bloodthirsty man. And he knows Messiah's coming. And it doesn't mean anything to him. He talks to the religious leaders and they knew instantly where Christ would be born. Because it's all been told in this book. It was all told 750 years previous that a virgin would conceive and bear a son. And now shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Do you ever think about that? God with us. How do we know what God's like? How do we know what God thinks? How do we know how God acts and reacts? Well, Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So you look at the life of Christ, and that's what God's like. A God of love, but a God of justice. So what? I was amazed at the hypocrisy of King Herod. He said to the wise men, go and search diligently for the child. You go. You search. I'm not going to search. You go and search for him and search diligently. And when you find him, let me know. We read deliberately into the Lord Jesus being born. We read deliberately about 8 days later, he was being brought to be circumcised in the temple. And there was an old man there. And God had told him, you won't die until you see the Lord's salvation. And the Lord Jesus Christ was brought in. And Simeon took up Jesus in his arms to present him back to God. And what did he say? Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. So this baby that we remember that came into the world to save sinners, this Jesus, Simeon, that old wise man full of the Spirit of God says, this baby is salvation. This baby is bringing salvation. What did he say? Not just bringing salvation to Israel. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Here's this old man. He's nearly in the brink of eternity in relation to age. And he's hanging on. He says, Lord, let me see the Savior. Let me see your salvation. And here's this little child, 8 days old. And he comes in. He says, this is him. This is Messiah. This is the chosen one of God. Thy salvation. A light for all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles. That's you and me. And the glory of thy people Israel. How good we can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that this Jesus, this little baby, is salvation. You know, the book of Acts says there's no salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But I was struck by what Anna said. Anna, this old lady, 84 years plus 7 plus dear knows how many, an old lady, served God night and day, and she had never seen the Savior. And she comes in that very instant. That's what it says. And she coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spoke of him. This little baby spoke of him for all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And I just thought that ties in so well. You'll find the baby. Go and search diligently for the young child. And here's Anna, an old lady. If you could hear the words of Anna tonight, she's saying, listen, if you're looking for redemption, if you're looking for redemption, if you're looking for forgiveness of sins, if you're looking to be bought out of the slave market of sin, if you're looking for a new direction in your life, here's the Redeemer. Here he is, a little baby. God manifest in the flesh, and he would go outside Jerusalem's walls, and he would be crucified and slain. And what's the Bible say? Wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of Robert Gray's sins was laid upon him, and by those stripes I can be healed. That is the message today. If you will seek, today you can find. You know, I'm always amazed when you go and see folks that are not well. And you say, maybe you would say to me today, well, Robert, that's all very well. but I've got my life to live. I want to have my best life now. Well, you knock yourself out. You can do what you want. That's totally fine with me. But remember, there's no guarantee that you'll find God later on. The Bible says to me, today, if you will hear his voice, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus came not to be born as a baby, but Jesus came under the law that he would go to Calvary's cross to die for my sins, that I don't have to die for them. Now, Jesus Christ on those hours on the cross would go into darkness that I can have the hope of everlasting life, that I can dwell in eternal light forever. That is why Christ suffered. You know, men did their worst to the Lord Jesus, and his face was unrecognizable as a man. And what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. But the Savior knew exactly what he was doing, ladies and gentlemen, as he hung on the cross. He was dying for sinners. He was dying for sin. And he was dying for me. And if you believe that today, you could have your sins forgiven. You could have peace with God. And not only would you know about a Savior, but you would know the Savior. Not only would you know about a Redeemer, but you would know that redemption. Because the redemption of your soul is so precious. I see people looking at the clock. It must be tea time. Let's just close our eyes and commend ourselves to God. Our God and our Father, we do bless you for our Lord Jesus Christ. What a lovely story. What a great message. Good news. Fear not. Good tidings. Great joy to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And ye shall find the babe. We bless thee, Father, for all who found the Saviour when he was here on earth. And we just pray and give thanks, Father, for all who will find the Saviour even on Christmas Eve when they turn from their sins and realise that Christ died for their sins on the cross. Realise that no man, woman, pastor, priest, or anybody can forgive sins but God only. We bless thee, Father, that Christ has died and was buried and rose again. And he's able to save. He's able to keep, and he's able to be with us always, even to the end of the age.